Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Fertilizing cool season grass pastures or hayfields is something producers consider each year while accounting for forage needs, the value of forage, and fertilizer costs. Very important to remember this year is precipitation and soil moisture status, as that moisture is needed to realize the grass response to the fertilizer. Fertilization of smooth brumgrass pastures should occur in late March through April. If the nitrogen is in a single application, usually between 80 to 100 pounds of actual N per acre is suggested for eastern Nebraska. The recommended application rate declines westward across the state, with about 30 to 40 pounds of N per acre suggested for the panhandle. If doing split applications, usually about two-thirds is applied in the spring and one-third in the fall when growth resumes on the cool season grasses. With fertilized pasture, be sure to include a rotational grazing plan that will effectively harvest the extra forage and provide the greatest return of the fertilizer investment. Also, remember that adequate moisture is needed with the fertilizer applications. Soil tests can also be conducted to determine the exact amounts needed, particularly for any phosphorus, potassium, or sulfur that could be applied. Research conducted in eastern Nebraska has shown a 30% increase in forage yield with fertilization, and an economic optimum rate is between 80 to 120 pounds per acre. A crude protein increase from 16 to 20% was seen with fertilizer applications up to 160 pounds. That is a lot of fertilizer, but it did increase the crude protein and organic matter digestibility while decreasing NDF or neutral detergent fiber. Brome pastures are hardy, and we can and do graze them hard in Nebraska. Haying or grazing operations can benefit if managed correctly with fertilizer. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Range and Forage Specialist Jerry Valesky.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.